And welcome back to this week's Vallejo edition of Everybody's Business on Smart Radio KVON 1440 AM. Joining me now is Linda Lawless of Lawless & Company, a premier source of integral solutions, success strategies, and optimal performance for individuals, groups, communities, and businesses. Linda, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
Linda, tell me a little bit about yourself. Give a little background on where you grew up. What you did before you became a life coach, integral solutions provider.
Oh, my life story. Okay. Well, it started a long time ago. Grew up in California.
That's not fair.
Yeah, right. Grew up in California, Southern California.
Oh, you made the smart move.
Yeah. Moved up here when my daughter was in high school because it was so crowded down there, and it was a great move for her. Was a welfare mother and worked my way through school and got my degree as a licensed marriage family therapist while I worked the state hospitals. So I was in the field of psychology since what I say, the flood. And worked my way through a nursing license, started a private practice in Benicia, California, and loved it. It was great. And then about 14 years ago, we had to move. My husband's company was bought out. It was a little company called Pixar.
A small little company?
Yeah.
Why are you working then, anyhow?
Yeah, all right. So the choice was move to Silicon Valley or Boston.
Okay.
And being a California girl, I thought, you know, there's probably more to life than California. And I went out to Boston, and it was good to me. Wrote a couple books out there. But, you know, I can't abide the snow.
I was just back in the snow. I know what it's like.
Yeah. So I moved back out here, closed my practice. My daughter's having a baby. And I thought, you know, I want to be near the kid and the baby. And I don't want to shovel anymore. So here I am. Yeah.
So give us a little background on Lawless & Company, how long you've been in business. And what, and you talked a little bit about your background. But what inspired you to take this kind of career path where you were a licensed psychotherapist, you had a practice, author, trainer, consultant. And now all of a sudden you're, you know, it's not a huge change, but a little bit different.
Yeah. And it's not all of a sudden. When I wrote my books back in Boston, they're books on helping professionals create successful practices that don't kill them. Really, you know,
we private, could all learn from that.
Private practice is really, really a tough business. So my specialty was helping people create practices that were as healthy for them as they were for their clients. So I found myself coaching professionals because professionals are abysmal at business and at marketing.
They're great at their specialty.
Oh, they're great at their craft.
But, you know, essentially they should have somebody else running their businesses in a lot of cases. Now, they don't necessarily want to, but they should.
Yeah, they should. And managed care has really sort of taken a lot of the joy out of private practice. You know, you're no longer practicing your craft. You're right. Following a recipe. So a lot of clinicians want to move out into a more positive way to use their skills. And that's what happened to me. It's like, do I want to talk to you about how to fight depression? Or would I rather talk to you about how to create the dreams in your life? And it turns out that when you use positive psychology with your clients, you actually become happier yourself.
I imagine it's, you know, not to be silly, but I imagine it's depressing talking about depression.
Yes and no. You know, when you've done it for years, you learn how to separate yourself from it. But just, it was 2 years ago, my daughter came out to Boston to visit for Christmas, and I had a client who was suicidal and went and saw her and came back. And she told me after New Year, she said, "Mom, you weren't the same."
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can imagine.
Yeah, it really does.
So talk a little bit more about positive psychology and the philosophy behind your business.
My philosophy is that I really want people to create the lives that they deserve, that they've dreamed of. So many people hate their lives. I mean, maybe you know a couple.
I know. I'm sure that I do.
Yeah. You know, I remember those days when I'd get up and start crying, you know, before I went to work because I hated my job. And it's like, I don't want to do that anymore. So I want to help people start creating lives of joy and happiness. And I think it's infectious that when you're around somebody that's joyful and happy, you sort of catch a little bit of it.
Now, is doing that different than helping people meet their goals?
That's a good question. I'm glad you asked it. Yes, it is. There's a whole new field of positive psychology. If anybody out there wants to check it out, you go out on the web to www.authentichappiness.com. And Marty Seligman, the guy that wrote the book on authentic happiness, has a lot of self-assessments on the web. So you can actually assess your happiness level, what your motivated strengths are. And when people work from that place, when you're doing something that really is congruent with what your strengths are, you live longer.
Well, and it's kind of the old adage of enjoying the process as opposed to the outcome.
Right.
Talk about, speaking of processes, talk a little bit about the process of working with a client. How do you get started, and what type of evaluation do you do? I mean, you know, this can be complicated stuff, but yeah. I imagine you have to break it down like any other business. You have to break it down into somewhat simple steps.
Yeah, I do an intake with people. My first assessment is, do they need therapy or do they need coaching? Because if somebody really has a long-term emotional cognitive problem, they don't belong in coaching.
I think I'd be scared to go to you. You'd come back with the wrong response.
But people can actually be in therapy and coaching at the same time.
Fair
but
enough.
Not with the same person. They have to be.
That would
yeah,
be
right.
Yeah. That would be somewhat schizophrenic, I think.
Yeah, and unprofessional as well. Yeah. So let's say, okay, we've decided you're ready for coaching, right? Mm-hmm. So we talk about what you want in your life, and I'm holistic, or what I call integral, where we're not only going to look at your business, we're also going to look at your health, your relationships, and all the aspects of your life. Because if you're successful in business, but your health goes in the toilet, you're not successful.
It sounds like what my mother says to me.
Oh, okay.
She
or
does.
Or if you're successful and you lose your partner or your kids, you're not successful.
Right.
Yeah. So we look at all of those, set goals, and now I start listening. Every week, every other week when we talk, you've said you're going to be doing things, and if you don't do them, I'm starting to listen to why not. Is it because you don't know how and you need help and I can do that? Or is it because there's something else going on?
And so it sounds like most of your clients, if I may, most of your clients are ongoing type clients. You don't just deal with them on a one-time basis, say, hey, you're cured.
Well, there's no such thing. You know, it's the, what was it, Steve Jobs said, the journey is its own reward.
Mm-hmm.
Usually folks get started, they get excited, they start making progress, they love it. Then they'll reach a place of what I call sort of a plateau. And then what we do is I step away, and then they come back. Some folks come back for like yearly check-ins.
Mm-hmm.
Some folks come in when a problem comes up, they don't know how to handle it. So it really depends on what the person's needs are.
Linda, you know what we're going to do?
Yeah.
This is so fascinating. We're going to come back. We're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to have you back. Stay a few more minutes if you don't mind. And we'll be right back, bottom of the hour local news right now on KVON 1440 AM Smart Radio. Welcome back to the other side of this week's Vallejo edition of Everybody's Business. I'm back here with Linda Lawless of Lawless & Company, a life coach and integral solutions provider. Linda, let's talk a little bit about technology. I know that you're fairly much a technology buff. What kind of role does technology play in your work with clients and how you help them?
Well, for folks that don't know much about coaching, most of it's done over the telephone, so that's a low-end technology. I have some clients I work with using video streaming. I use a Mac, and we use that. Some folks use instant messaging. Whenever I coach somebody, they all have total access to me in terms of email and all that stuff. So
I would imagine that it makes your it gives you a lot more options in terms of communicating, which communication being the most important thing for you.
Yeah, and more recently, I've started using technology for what's called brain synchronization.
Okay, explain.
Yeah, all right. It's where you put two different tones in each ear, a different tone in each ear, and that forces the brain to create what's called a carrier wave between the two lobes, and that
wow.
and that synchronizes both sides of the brain. And then what that is supposed to do, and I have found is happening, is it reduces stress and makes people more happy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. So it's kind of like, you know, those the tanks, the hyperbaric
isolation
tanks. Yeah, that, well, the hyperbaric tanks where you, you know, you get your balance. So as far as that, it'll be like you put a little hat on and boom, all of a sudden I'm balanced. No, it's not quite that easy.
It takes a while. It takes about a year.
Actually, I think it would probably take 10 years to get me balanced.
Okay.
But that's a whole other story.
You're a challenge.
Yes. So I've been told. What about group seminars? You ever do work with groups or is it strictly one-on-one?
I do groups on the telephone. I use a bridge line. Mm-hmm. So several people will call in and we'll do a group coaching. Mm-hmm. There's a business model I like where the day before the meeting, everybody, we use like a Yahoo group online. Mm-hmm. Everybody puts in a problem that they want to talk about, mm-hmm. so folks can think about it. And then during the group coaching session, we solve everyone's problem for the day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit more in depth about some of your specific services. You know, you've got a number of concepts that you list as what you work from, like practicesmadeperfect.com, life dancing, some of the things like this. Talk a little bit about those. I think they're kind of fascinating, if not only the titles are fascinating.
Okay. Life dancing is probably the original. I created that when I was in graduate school, and it's a way of using both sides of the brain, the linear and the holistic. So we start, when you're talking about a problem, I'm doing a mind map, mm-hmm. which is gathering all the information that you're talking about. Then we go to a linear model, or like an outline, mm-hmm. and then we prioritize so that you can talk to me about something, and then at the end of that conversation, we can go through a hierarchy, and I can tell you exactly what you need to do tomorrow.
Cool.
So that's how life dancing works. Practices Made Perfect is, it's also the name of my boat. Practices Made Perfect was created for professionals to create practices that, like I said, are as good for them as they are for the people that they serve. So go to www.practicesmadeperfect and you'll get a good sense of that.
I already did.
Okay. All right.
What else would you like the audience to know about Lawless & Company and how they can get in touch with you and things like that?
Well, you can get in touch with me by emailing linda@lifedancing.com. And my current project, and I was just talking to the lady out front who may join me, is I'm doing the Women's Empowerment Project. I'm calling it Wild Woman Coaching. And what I'm doing is creating a coaching model that's specific to women. Because, mm-hmm. surprise, women and men are different.
What a shock.
Yeah, what a shock. But again, you know, all the books are written by men about men. And so I'm going to write a coaching book about women.
Cool. And if people want to call you by phone?
They call 707-333-3454. And that's my cell phone because I move around a lot.
Cool. And you work, now do you work on your boat?
I do. That's my office.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Linda, thanks a lot for coming on the show. That's Lawless & Company Life Coaching. And we'll be right back in a minute to Everybody's Business, the Vallejo Edition on KBON 1440 AM.